Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey,
what the hell's that?
The summertime blues. You know me, when school's out, I get depressed.
Oh, no, not this again.
I'm sorry. Free time makes me crazy. And when I get crazy, I eat. Here, want some fiddle faddle?
No.
I just hate this. All summer long, I eat and put on weight, and then I spend the entire season trying to get back down to this.
Hey, Coach, a couple of graduating seniors would like to say goodbye to you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Coach. Oh, so this is it, huh?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, boy. Graduating in 4 years.
Hey, we just want to come by and tell you what a great ride it's been.
Well, we've accomplished some great things together, haven't we?
Yeah.
A couple of bowl games, 3 straight winning seasons. Stole that buffalo from Colorado.
I like to see the look on their faces when we took that thing back.
Oh, God!
So where are you going from here?
I've been accepted to law school. I'm off to Harvard. I got my degree in education, so I'm going back to Washington to work in the inner city school system.
Yeah, my degree's in language and international relations. I'm going to be working as an interpreter for the UN. Well, there's no shame in any of that, fella.
Oh, Luther, is everything all right?
Yeah, well, he's got the summertime blues. He's got nothing to do till September.
Aren't you and Lorraine seeing each other anymore?
She took off with some woman's group on a bicycle tour of China. It's going to be some summer. She's going to come back all thin and toned, and I'm going to look like baby Huey.
Hey, did you guys see this? They're tearing down a little chapel in the woods.
What?
What's a little chapel in the woods?
Oh, it's this charming little chapel Hayden and I just stumbled across on a picnic one day, right after we first met.
Hmm. Where is it?
In downtown Minneapolis? It's in the woods!
It's in a national park up by Eagle Lake.
I can't believe they're tearing it down. It's a national landmark.
Well, I wouldn't call it a landmark.
Well, it is for us. Come on, that little chapel is where we had one of our first, you know, religious experiences.
We were up at Eagle Lake and it started to pour. I mean, we were completely soaked.
Yeah, you were wearing that t-shirt you borrowed from me. You kept trying to get in undercover and I kept pulling you back into the rain.
Anyway, we finally found this chapel and hid inside until it stopped raining. It was just a very special place.
I got an idea. Why don't we get married in that little chapel?
They're tearing it down.
Not for another 2 weeks. Come on, we could do it next Saturday.
Hey, I'm free.
What about getting married at my parents' house in Kentucky? I thought we were going to try it again there. They won't be back from Europe until the end of July.
I'm free then, too.
No, honey, come on. This would be so special to us, Christina. I mean, it's close to home, and we can invite the people we really care about. Well, you know what I mean. Honey, it means everything to me to get married in a place that's special to both of us. And what's more special than our little chapel in the woods?
Well, it does sound awfully romantic. Maybe a small, spontaneous wedding with just our close friends is the way it was really meant to be.
Yeah, I think it's an omen. I read the front page. How the hell often does that happen?
Oh, Hayden, do you think they'd let us use the chapel?
Let's drive up and find out.
I'm free.
Yeah, Luth. I think, if you don't mind, that just this one time, it should just be the two of us, you know?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. All right, you can come, okay? I'm taking the truck. That means you have to ride in the back.
That's okay. You can pull me in a wagon. As long as I got something to do, I'm happy.
Where are you going? I'm going to take a shower, I'm going to get dressed, and then I'm going to go to the bathroom.
I'm free. You want company?
Sheesh, I rode 100 miles in the back of a pickup for this.
Would you put your hair down and shut up?
Oh, Hayden. It's in a lot worse shape than the last time we saw it. No wonder they're tearing it down.
Well, Christine, come on. It's not that bad. All it needs is a couple loose boards put back together and just cleaned up. Can we do it ourselves this week?
I'm free.
When I think about my storybook wedding, this is not exactly what I picture.
Well, honey, use your imagination. It's the same little chapel that was here 8 years ago. All it needs is just, you know, some sprucing up.
Come here. Look at that. Have you ever seen a more picturesque view than that?
Hi, folks. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. Did I do that to your hair?
No, he did.
You folks have permission to be here?
I didn't know we needed it.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's allowed in here.
You see, this is where we first met, and we were kind of thinking we wanted to get married here.
Oh, no. No, I'd have to clear that with my boss.
Who's your boss?
My immediate superior is Mrs. Perkins. Unfortunately, she'll be away for 3 months on a bicycle tour of China.
Maybe this isn't going to work.
Oh, it's going to work? Hey, you know, Mrs. Perkins doesn't need to know anything about this. This could be just between, you know, you and me and Mr. Jackson.
You're bribing a federal employee?
Well, come on, we're not exactly making history here. We don't need to act so offended.
No, I wasn't offended. I was just clarifying. I think we should be talking to Benjamin Franklin.
Well, Mr. Franklin's on a bicycle trip to China. Hey, look, have you ever been in love? I don't know your name.
William Farley.
Have you ever been in love, Ranger Bill?
Sure.
Well, then you know what I'm talking about. You see, I love this woman, and I want our wedding day to be very special. And getting married here in this little chapel would make it that special day for us. So forget about the money. I'm asking you to look in your heart.
Oh, darn it, you've touched me. Well, you can go ahead and have your little wedding. In fact, if you'd like, I'll get Mrs. Farley to play the electric organ.
I didn't even know there was electricity.
Oh, there isn't. But there's a portable generator down at the station. There's enough juice in that thing to play your wedding music with enough left over for a public execution.
Well, then it's all settled. See you Saturday, Rangerville. What do you think? Come on. This is where our memories are. Christine, please, let's get married here. Please, okay? Just say yes, please.
Oh, yes. All right. Yes, we will get married here.
Great. Okay, Christine. Next Saturday, in front of our friends and the Farleys, we're going to get married and we're going to make it official. We can fix that.
That should hold.
Well, you better test and make sure. You don't want anybody falling through that and getting hurt.
Well, I think the only person heavy enough to fall through that would be Coach.
Then leave it alone.
Hey, guys, look.
Oh, Luther, those are beautiful. Where did you find them?
About a mile from here, there's a whole field of them growing just wild. This is not, I felt both our trunks are free. I figured, why not?
You guys have done with this place. It looks terrific.
You think Christine will like it?
She'll love it. It's lost that whole condemned feeling.
Now, open them.
Oh. Oh, you guys. Oh, this looks so sweet. Oh, look at these beautiful flowers. Where did they come from?
I picked them about a mile from here. There's a whole field just growing wild. I figured they're free. Why not?
Oh. I can't believe this is all actually coming together.
Hey, when I organize something, it happens.
Hey, Dad, what time did you tell the team chaplain to get here?
I had a little problem with the team chaplain, honey. It's all worked out, okay?
What kind of problem?
Well, he wanted to meet with us, you know, before the ceremony to see if we were suited for each other. And so I told him to go to hell.
So he's not coming?
Well, it doesn't matter. I found another guy. He should be here any, I should be here now, actually.
How did you find another minister so fast?
Let my fingers do the walking.
Then
the minister in the yellow pages.
Oh, what is wrong with that?
Oh, what denomination is he?
Anglican.
Anglican? What did you do? Go to the first church in the phone book?
No, the first church was African Methodist. They put me on hold, so I settled for Anglican. What difference does it make? He's a minister, and according to his secretary, an awfully nice guy.
You haven't even talked to him?
Christine, I haven't had time. I just told Father Frank to take a hike yesterday.
Here we are. Oh, sorry if we're late.
No, you're fine. Come on in.
You've been here sooner, but a little trouble at the botanical gardens. Some poachers made off with half the flowers.
Dad, who are these people?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, everybody. This is Ranger Farley. He's the man responsible for us being here.
And my lovely wife, Martha Farley.
I'd shake your hand, but mine's holding my organ.
Honey, I think we should get set up, huh?
Yes, you can put that on the platform.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal.
The birds are singing for me and my gal.
It's the Burleys of Broadway.
Oh. Hi, Drew. I'm so glad you guys could make it on such short notice.
Honey, they can make anything on short notice.
We wouldn't have missed this for anything in the world.
Actually, I'm glad you didn't wait till summer. This way I don't have to cancel my bicycle trip to China. Oh, what beautiful flowers.
Shut up!
We're all plugged in whenever you're ready.
We're still waiting for the minister.
Oh, but everybody could sit down if you'd like, and you can start the music.
You certainly have a glorious day for a wedding. Spring is in the air, the birds are singing. It's like God's given you this gift. Oh.
Oh, Hayden, please stop pacing.
I can't believe this. He's supposed to be here an hour ago.
How much longer do you think we should wait? It's going to start getting dark at 7.
It won't be 7 for 2 more hours, and he's going to be here by then.
Everything was going so great this time.
Everything's still going to be great, Dauber. Everything's going to be fine. The minister's going to get here. Mrs. Farley, would you please play something?
What would you like to hear?
Something upbeat.
It's polka time.
At the risk of sounding negative, Hayden, I don't think he's coming.
I hate Anglicans.
No, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry for you too, Christine.
Oh, I'm sorry for all of us. We dragged you out here for nothing.
Hey, come on. No, we'd be out here for you guys.
Maybe we can come back and try again tomorrow.
I'm free.
You'd all be willing to do that?
Sure. You're practically family. We'll camp out here if you want.
Hayden, what do you think?
I don't know. I guess we could get married tomorrow.
Well, you might as well. You went to all the trouble of fixing up the chapel, and all your friends are willing to come back.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it tomorrow, and then we'll find out what happened to the minister. What time do you think we should all meet back here?
Oh, well, let's see. Shirley and I could go to the early service at 9:30, have a nice light brunch, call her mother before noon. She can practice her Chinese tapes after we get back. I can mow the lawn anytime. Whenever you want us.
How's 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock it is. What are you guys doing in the morning?
Well, I don't know. I do know one thing. 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Christine and I are going to get married right here in this chapel.
Jeez.
Don't anybody move. Yeah. On second thought, everybody move. Get the hell out.
We can fix that.
Don't worry, honey. One way or
or another, we're going to get this thing done.
I don't know. I'm starting to get the feeling that maybe we're not supposed to get married. I just keep thinking, we've had a great 8 years together, not being married. Maybe there's some higher power telling us just to leave it alone.
What are you saying, that God is telling us not to get married? We're supposed to keep living together? Boy, is he loosened up.
I don't know what I'm saying. I just don't know if I have it in me to try this again.
Christine, please, come on, don't quit now. We're so close. I've grown so much with you, Christine. I don't want to stop growing.
Hey, I'm sorry, look up ahead. It looks like that guy's car broke down.
Well, I don't care. I'm talking about how much I've been growing.
Come on, look, his car did break down. He's stranded. Come on, pull over.
I hate helping people.
You wait here. If he kills me, go for help.
Boy, am I glad to see you. I was afraid I'd have to spend the night here.
What's the problem?
I don't know. Engine got hot and just stopped. Kind of a lonely road. Even the cars that passed didn't stop. It's nice to know someone still cares about people.
Yeah, we are the world. Got a screwdriver?
Sorry. You know what's wrong?
Yeah, your fan belt fell off. I'm gonna fix it. Honey, pass me a screwdriver.
How does he seem?
He seems like an idiot.
I really appreciate this. Hi.
Hello. Oh, have you been out here long?
About 4 hours. Long enough to ruin someone's wedding.
Someone's wedding? Are you by any chance Anglican?
Oh, no. You're my couple. I'm so terribly sorry about this. You must hate me.
Well, forget about that. He's still on duty?
What?
Can you marry us?
Out here?
Yeah, why not? We may not get another chance. You got your equipment?
You want to get married on the side of the road, but by headlight with no family or friends?
Oh, honey, it's what I've wanted all along. Come on, let's do it. Go get your little kit. I'll fix your fan belt.
I guess we're always in God's house.
Hang up. Good as new.
Is there a particular ceremony you'd prefer?
Yeah, we'd like the one that gets us back on the road in 2 minutes.
Fine. Please join hands. Right.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here tonight at mile marker 24 to join this man and this woman in holy matrimony. Do you...
Hayden Fox, I do.
Take this woman...
Christine Armstrong, she does. Come on.
Hayden, could we at least go through this part correctly?
I'm sorry.
Do you, Hayden Fox, take this woman, Christine Armstrong, be your lawfully wedded wife? Obviously you do.
All right.
Do you, Christine Armstrong, take this man, Hayden Fox, to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
Do you have the ring?
The ring? Luther's got the ring.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Well, let's do.
I don't need that.
Not desperately.
Will you slip the ring on the bride's finger?
Right.
Oh, won't the girls be envious when they see this?
Please repeat after me. With this ring.
With this ring.
I thee wed.
I thee wed.
Then in the eyes of God, by the power vested in me by the state of Minnesota, I hereby pronounce you husband and wife.
I
We did it.
You may kiss the bride. Well, you obviously know what to do next, so good luck.